Passengers on the Windseeker were stranded on Sunday when a sensor was activated that turned on the ride's safety system, causing it to stop. No one was injured. 24-year-old Logan Parse was on the ride with his girlfriend. He says he just held her hand and made sure not to look down.
It got to about the top and finished its spinning cycle, and then it just kind of slowly just stopped spinning. And we were kind of confused and asked what was going on. And then all of a sudden, the loudspeaker came on, told us that they're experiencing some technical difficulties. They're going to have maintenance on it just a minute. And, you know, we're up there for an hour.
Parse says it was a scary experience for many others, including a friend of his who has a fear of heights and who they had persuaded to come along on the ride.
There were some unnice words and some finger gestures, but everything was laugh-worthy after.
At 300 feet, the Windseeker is the tallest ride at Carowinds. This is the second time in 2 years that the ride malfunctioned. Last year, more than 24 people were suspended about 30 feet for nearly 3 hours. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.